This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, once again, it's time for St. Patrick's Day, a day of family fun and doggy costumes. Then, your medication could be dangerous to your pets. And connecting pets around the world the high-tech way. Also, lighting the way for walking safely with your pets at night. That's what's on our show this week. Let's go.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Not pumped about cleaning the litter box? Try World's Best Cat Litter Zero Mess, the litter that gives you 2 times better clumping and more odor control with less litter. That's right, you scoop once and you're done. No chiseling, no scraping, no crumbling, no problem. Looking for fast and easy litter box cleanup? Zero Mess. Try it. You're welcome in advance. Save $2 on World's Best Cat Litter. Visit www.saveonworldsbest.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show, and I'm here with Monica Layton. She is the president and founder of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, we have a big day. Olive's so excited. She's on my lap. She's all excited. Everyone can probably hear her right now rattling around. But because we have St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Yeah. So next weekend, the 24th, is our 10th annual St. Patrick's Day Pet Fair. It is such a fun day. I love the fact that, you know, here in Venice, we do not have a ton of pet-friendly events that occur on a regular basis. So I love the fact that, you know, it's right here in our town. It's right here at our office. Everybody has a chance to come out and be part of a really fun day. And then also all the awareness it brings for the pets and, you know, the pet adoptions and the raffles that bring in the funds to help those adoptable pets are just so huge to our town that, you know, we love doing it. It's such a fun day for everybody. So this year is next Saturday, March the 24th from 1 to 5 p.m. It takes place here at our animal hospitals, Jacaranda Animal Hospital at 725 Shamrock Boulevard in Venice. And we have pet adoptions from True and Faithful Pet Rescue Mission. We also have Safe Haven Animal Rescue coming out, Miss Mary. She's bringing some pets out for adoption as well. We have Connie Summers, who's our award-winning photographer. She's coming out and doing pet photography sessions. And of course, our wonderful, wonderful Susan Marie coming out and doing our Doggy Diva radio show, fashion show, which is the highlight of the event. Everybody loves the fashion show. There's nothing more fun than seeing these adorable dogs dressed up in all these great little outfits. It amazes me the creativity that some people put into theirs. You know, they hand make them or the kids are putting stuff together, and it's just amazing and it's so much fun to watch. It's a total family friendly event, very kid friendly, very pet friendly. We have bounce houses. We have a big inflatable Nerf gun alien invasion game for the kids. Marco's Pizza is going to be out selling pizzas for lunch. The Sunny Days ice cream truck will be here having ice cream for pets and people. Our wonderful raffles. We've got some awesome raffles coming in. Theater tickets, museum tickets, local restaurants, big chain restaurants, golf courses, you name it. They're all coming in already. So we've got some really cool raffles. Two people will actually win a year's supply of free pet food. So we have one dog and one cat will walk away with a year's supply of dog and cat food. We've got some great, great stuff going on. And it's just a really, really fun day. We have these wonderful vendors and our little Olive, the super pug, will be having her very first ever kissing booth that her and Miss Haley are setting up. Olive was actually an alumni of True and Faithful, so she'll be out collecting tips for her doggy kissing booth to donate to those dogs in need.
And I just got kissed by Olive, which is Miss Monica's Olive is a little beautiful black pug puppy, not to be confused with Miss Olive, who's a little Italian greyhound, a little senior, but an Italian greyhound. So, but one of the exciting things is, too, is your great adoptions. We love doing the costume contest. And Connie Summer, she's an award-winning photographer. She is actually, which everyone's going to be seeing pretty soon, Miss Olive was featured in the National Geographic Love Unleashed book. And Miss Connie Summer's pictures are the pictures they chose to be featured. And also, Miss Olive has her own book coming out. And Connie did all the photography for that, too. So Connie Summers is one of the greatest photographers I think I've ever met, and I think you agree, because she's been here. This is the 10th year we've been doing this.
I know. Connie is so great, and I know that she's actually being honored this year, too, from one of the rescues for all the work she does with them, with Cat Depot. But she is amazing, and she's so good with the pets and so patient, and she just, you know, captures that loving personality that they all have. The other thing, too, that I wanted to mention about the event is, you know, I know we always talk about how, you know, getting the kids involved in pet care, and it teaches compassion and things of that nature. And the raffle money and the money from the entry fee for the fashion show all goes into our fund that is called CHIP-IN. And CHIP-IN is an acronym, and it's actually for Children Helping Injured Pets in Need. The fund was established years ago by a preschool that my daughter was going to at the time, which is Shamrock Preschool, and our office. And the kids, you know, use it as part of their, you know, core curriculum at the preschool. They do fundraisers and they help collect money for the Venice Cat Coalition, and they help collect money for CHIP-IN. And that money goes to pay for emergency treatments for pets that could not afford it. So if you had a low income, you know, family come in and their pet was hit by a car or broke a leg or had some kind of emergency treatment that they could not afford, and they would have to euthanize the pet due to lack of funds, that fund would then chip in, pay for the treatment of that pet, and give that pet back to the owners. That way, you know, no one's losing their friend because of, you know, a loss of funds. So it's such a great program. I love that we support it. And this year they have some very medically needed seniors that were adopted by True and Faithful Pet Rescue Mission. They have a pug that they're just getting that's 19 years old. They have a couple of these seniors that have really bad eyes because the dogs have been neglected for so long. Two of them actually need eye removals. So the fund is going to chip in and pay for that treatment with the funds that are raised by the raffle and the fashion show. So it's such a great cause. It's bringing awareness out there, and it's teaching these kids at a young age, you know, compassion and empathy and responsibility. And I just love that.
Well, one of the things you brought up was about the seniors. And of course, you know that I'm a senior pet. I love adopting seniors. And I love adopting special needs. And I know that Lisa, who is the founder of True and Faithful, is the exact same way. And to have something like this, whereas maybe pet parents can't afford it, Chippin is there, and it's been there for years. I mean, we've been doing this for years. And, you know, we talk about community involvement in funding and helping to support programs, whether it be shelters, whether it be rescues, or programs that are out there to help adopted pets or help your pets maybe that you can't afford. There's so much out there, and we're so proud to be a part of this because of the fact that this is such an important program that you have that we do this for. So we always stress the importance of community, and that's a nationwide thing, community in helping our pets and our homeless pets. And I have to thank you and Dr. Reinhardt because you do so much work with Chip, and it's a wonderful thing. And you talked about the kids getting involved, and every year we have the kids give out the trophies for the pet fashion show, and it is so wonderful to have these dogs and these pet parents receive these trophies from these wonderful, wonderful kids, your Haley being one of them, who honors and helps just the sheer joy of watching them give out the trophy to the winner of these. And, you know, we have best in show, we have best, seasonal St. Patrick's Day, we have best diva, best dude. You know, there's just so much that that we have. There's like 7-8 categories. And to have the kids give out these trophies, I think that is something, too, that makes it even more special. So, Monica, thank you. We're always proud. We've been proud to be a part of this for 10 years and going into our, this is the 10th one. I can't believe it. So please come visit us, everyone. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. We hope to see everybody there.
Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Coming up, things in and around your home to be aware of that could be poisonous to your pets. Stay tuned.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. And we have with us today Kim Gablin, Senior Marketing Director at Bill Jack Foods and our nutrition contributor. And she is here to talk about how important March is for awareness. As a matter of fact, March is Pet Poison Prevention Awareness Month. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, I just went through the Poison Prevention Awareness Month. Oh, say that fast. Now, why is Pet Poison Prevention Month, why is it so important, and it's an important topic for every dog owner?
Hey, you know, there are a lot of things that our pets can get into. And, you know, the majority of the calls to the poison pet lines are really from dog owners, right? Dogs tend to be curious. They tend to get into a lot of things. We don't always realize the things that we have around the house that can maybe make them sick. So it could be slightly sick, or it could actually be life-threatening. And so it's really important for us to talk about what are the things around our house we should look for and how to keep our pets safe from any kind of dangers we might be creating in the house.
Now, what kind of toxins should pet owners be aware of that are in their house or in their car or just generally all around?
Yeah, you know, I kind of tend to break them up into like indoors and then the outdoors, and then also kind of talk about plants as well. And so, you know, from an indoor perspective, you know, they're the things that we use every day. You know, they're things like our medicine. you know, whether it's over-the-counter medicine, like even like ibuprofen or naproxen or acetaminophen, things we might take every day for a headache or some aches, that can be very dangerous to dogs, or even our prescription medicine. You know, if we take a sleep aid or something about anxiety, or even like cholesterol drugs or thyroid hormones, can be really very dangerous if you drop a pill and your dog swallows it. So, and even like our vitamins, those can actually be toxic because, you know, if you have a, especially if you have a smaller dog, but even in larger dogs, that can be a very big dose of something that your dog doesn't need. So it's, you know, it's really important to think about, you know, putting your medicines together or taking your pills maybe in a place where the dog is not. I know that I've dropped a pill before and I've gotten it pretty quickly, but you have to be real careful, right? Because they could get them and you could even maybe not even know that you dropped something.
That's what's scary. Yeah. Cause some people don't even know it happens. So that's why that was great advice. Take your pills in a place where the dog is not at, like take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the kitchen or in the bathroom where you have the counter right in front of you. So you're not, so if something falls, you're not going, did something fall? Something
yeah.
not fall.
And certainly there's a lot of foods, right, that people know about. Mm-hmm. Now, thankfully, a lot of people know that chocolate's bad, right, especially dark chocolate.
Yeah.
People know about dark chocolate, but there's a lot of other things like raisins and grapes that are very bad for a dog. Onions, for example, can cause a Heinz anemia if mm-hmm. they have too many onions. So that's not a good thing. Macadamia nuts are also bad for dogs to ingest. And then, you know, the one that has really been coming up, and I don't know if I think you've probably been hearing about it too, is xylitol. And that's a sweetener that's
yeah.
used in sugar, gum, and candy. But it's also been making its way into some of the food that we eat every day. And so things like peanut butter, and some peanut butter, they might use it to get the sugar down. So it's really important for you to make sure that, you know, again, we always talk about limiting the amount of things that you give your dog that are human food items. But, you know, if you are going to do that, please make sure you read the label and you know what's good for them. You know, as you know, I have had personal experience with xylitol because my dog ate a pack of gum.
Yes.
Out of the purse of a guest that was at the house who someone else put her purse on the floor and then my dog got into it. And luckily, we saw the wrapper and we were able to react very quickly. And that really saved my dog's life. But it's really, really important to be thinking about, you know, you're not thinking about, oh, I don't have any gum in the house. But then you have a guest who might come who might have it in a pocket in mm-hmm. their jacket or maybe in their purse. So it's really important to be able to kind of keep those things out of the way so that your dog doesn't get into them, or at least know some of the times when they do.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned that because there's so many purse scroungers out there that they I have a friend whose cat, it will go directly into my purse. I have to make sure it's zipped all the way because he could open it. And he goes right
oh,
into
wow.
my bag. Oh, yeah. You know, and some small dogs have. So I always keep my bag up high. But with a cat, it's kind of hard. But it is. That's so important. And another thing, Kim, you mentioned the peanut butter. And I don't think people realize yeah. that xylitol is in peanut butter. And a lot of people give their pets pills in peanut butter. I know people who mm-hmm. do that. They give it in peanut butter. Very, very important tip. That's important that people look at the label. Because if you're giving your dog's medicine inside a peanut butter, it could be dangerous because it could be peanut butter with xylitol in it.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, and then last but not least, inside is of course, you know, things like cleaners. So, you know, if you've got a bucket of water out and you're washing the floor, you know, if maybe you have, you know, if you have a dog that maybe likes to get in the cabinet, some dogs do want to get in the cabinet.
Yes.
So you might need to child-proof lock some of your cabinets to make sure that they don't get in and maybe lick anything or spill anything or chew anything that they shouldn't that's maybe under your cabinets. And last but not least is of course like insect traps, like, you know, bait or insecticides and mouth poison, you know, all of those things, of course, that could also affect your dog if your dog ingested it. I know that one of the people that I work with at Belljack, her dog had actually gotten into some rat poison. And again, they noticed it right away. So they were able to react very quickly, get the dog to the vet, and then they had a great outcome. The dog was fine. So again, you have to kind of understand things that are around the house. And that kind of translates like into outdoors too, right? Because you might have some of those things in the garage, you know, and so the dog may get into that, or maybe some fertilizer or antifreeze is another really big thing in the garage too. And then last but not least would be plants. So, you know, I was kind of amazed about the number of plants that are on the list, but, you know, it's going to be springtime here pretty soon. And so, you know, things like azaleas and tulips and daffodils and oleander are on the list. So, you know, it's really important to be watching that, you know, if your dog is outside or might have access to them, that they're not eating the flowers or doing their feeding of the plant. So you might want to be, you know, kind of keep them away from that area potentially. And then there's also a lot of lilies. So Easter lilies, for example, not all lilies, but Easter lilies, day lilies, and tiger lilies can be a little bit, are more toxic, right? So they could cause some toxic challenges for your dog when they get into them. So there's a lot of things out there, right, that we have in our everyday lives.
I know. It's amazing. And you're talking about these flowers, and they're such beautiful flowers. And, of course, a lot of people give them and receive them as gifts. So always check with your, you know, your landscaper, or if you're giving flowers, check with your florist and let them know that you're delivering or it's going to be received at a pet friendly environment, because sometimes they could help as to what flowers you should receive.
Yeah.
Or plant. Absolutely. Or plant. Now, Kim, what like preventive measures can you give pet parents to keep their pets safe?
You know, I think, you know, some of the things we've been talking about, I think thinking about that pet proofing, you know, think about your house right now and your garage right now. What is out maybe and available at dog level, you know, for your dogs? What might they get into? And how can you maybe prevent them from doing that, right? How can you make sure that that's put away? How can you maybe child lock? And how can you kind of get those things out of your house? I mean, I know that a lot of times we don't even bring sugarless gum ourselves into the house anymore because we know that our dog likes it. So we want to make sure that we, you know, we really just have it in the house in those cases. So you can't do that with everything, but certainly being able to be pet-proof is important. And then I think secondly, it's important to know the signs. You know, so, you know, the signs vary greatly. So it's really, you know, it can be very difficult to kind of know exactly what is happening, but, you know, pay attention. Like, are they vomiting? Do they have diarrhea? You know, if they're coughing up blood, or if they might have blood in their stool, you know, that would maybe be a sign. If they have a racing heart, or if they're weak, you know, those are all things that may make you want to make a phone call, you know, to at least your veterinarian or your emergency vet. And one of my favorite tips is really to have your emergency vet's phone number in your cell phone, right? Because I use my cell phone for everything. So we forget about learning numbers like we used to. And so it's really important. You know, I try to put it under a name you would remember, like Night in Case of Emergency, that ICE in case of emergency. You can put an ICE vet into your phone, and then you can always have that emergency vet number, because I have my veterinarian's number in there, but I just don't always have the emergency vet. So that's why I put it in there under that ICE vet, and so I know how to be able to get a hold of them if I need them right away. And there's also a whole lot of poison prevention hotlines out there that you can call, sometimes for a small fee, and they can help you kind of figure out what's going on and give you some advice.
Well, I have to tell you, one of the best tips you ever gave me was putting the emergency vet, because everyone has their vet in there.
Yeah.
And I even have a backup vet in case I can't get into my vet. But until you gave that tip, which, you know, probably was a few years ago you gave that, and I put the emergency hospital, because we have two emergency hospitals close to us, put them in, because you don't think of it. You're running around trying to find a telephone number and you can't. So it's already in your phone. That along with those other tips are absolutely, they could be priceless. They could save a life. So
yeah,
in order to do
really
that,
make a difference.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And so ensuring that your pet does have a long, happy life, there are also some key nutritional, key nutrition information that's needed for a dog to be healthy.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And you know, certainly we talked about, you know, minimizing the amount of food you give them that's human food, right? Because that really helps you not to give them anything that they might not be able to have, right? But giving them the right food and the right, you know, nutrition, giving them a good, you know, high quality premium dry dog food, giving them, you know, great dog treats, you know, that really matters. You know, something like Bill Jackson that's age appropriate for them really can make a very big difference in their health and well-being long term.
Now, where can people go to learn more about Bill Jack? Because you have so much out there.
Yeah, you know, I know that we're going to have some stuff posted on the blog. So go out to our dog blog if you want to get a little bit more information about poison prevention and learn more about that. But certainly come out to our website at billjack.com. It's billjac.com. It's a great place to start. You can get to the dog blog from there. You can also sign up for our Best Friends Club newsletter and get information tips like we'll be doing a story on poison prevention, and we'll also be giving away, we usually have coupons, so you can sign up and ask for a coupon. There's lots of things out there to be able to help you kind of learn more about your dog, what your dog needs to be healthy, and just to have some fun together. We also do some fun articles too.
You do, and I love that, and I love getting my my newsletter every month. It gives me something to look forward to, and I always learn something from it.
Yeah, it's great to be able to, you know, even all of us who are around dogs all the time,
yeah.
Even there are lots of things that we can learn, too. So I love getting tips and learning things from everywhere that we can share with the people who are reading the BoJack Best Friends newsletter.
Awesome. Well, Kim, as usual, you brought us great information. I thank you so much. And for all of you out there, please take to heart these tips, because it's Pet Poison Prevention Awareness Month, though we should be aware of it at all times. This is some great information that you could put to work right now in helping to, you could save your pet's life. So as always, thank you very much, Kim, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Coming up, a new app that connects pets worldwide. Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. On average, dog owners post a picture, talk about their pets on social media at least 6 times a week. I know, I'm one of them. Millions of pet owners want to share daily updates from their pets' lives, but they're afraid of oversharing or being labeled a crazy dog or cat person in the networks. We have to be careful of that. Well, I have found a wonderful app, and it's just so great for the pet lover from the perspective of the pet, and we are so happy to have with us the founder, Andrea Narep, and the CEO, Angus Tendrell, with us today. And Angus, he has a very, very high-profile position there, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Angus is my dog, Brussels Griffon. He's the co-founder and the CEO of Pepsi.
Well, welcome, Andrea, to the Doggy Diva Show. We're so happy to have you on and so happy to have found your app, which is Petsby. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I have a background in communication, and I grew up with a lot of dogs. My mom has a dog hotel in Sweden, where I'm from. And it was a couple of years ago, or not a couple of years, like a year and a half ago, that I decided that there should be an app for cats and dogs only, and it should only be from their perspectives. There should be no human presence, and that's why we have this strict no humans allowed policy, which makes our community completely free from human selfies, opinions, politics, or, you know, overall human complications that we face on traditional social media. And so what more can I say? Well, Angus and I, we met, he's 8 years old, and we met about 4 years ago. It was when I was in Sweden, and I saw him in the same building where I lived, and he didn't belong to me back then. And there was this man walking him, and I just, when I saw him, I was fascinated, because he was the most weird looking thing I've ever seen. I thought it would look like a combination between a dog and a monkey, and like the uglier slash cute uglier the better. But I was like, oh my god, I have to connect to this dog. So I asked the owner, well, like, we live in the same building, like, maybe you need help walking your dog, you know, I work from home, so I'm happy to help you. And he said no. He thought it was weird. And I'm like, damn it. I couldn't stop thinking about this dog. So But then luckily, I run into the female owner of the dog, like Angus's former mom, and I started talking to her. And I asked her, going overstepping my boundaries a bit, if she needed help with Angus. And she was like, of course, you know, I have a lot of children, busy schedules. We would love to have some help with Angus. Here are the keys to my apartment. Come and get them whenever you want. And I was so happy.
Wow.
So, yeah. And Angus did not like me in the beginning because he's very peculiar with people and also in lists and everything. But then, you know, like you really have to earn his love and trust, which I did. And this family later moved to Saudi Arabia and it's not an accepted breed there. So I got him. Best day of my life.
It was, I'm telling you, mine. These things are meant to be. I'm a firm believer in kismet with our pets. I believe that they come into our lives for a reason. And
yes.
and Angus definitely. And you pursued, I mean, you stayed stuck with it. I'm very impressed, Andrea.
Yes. My friends were like, who does that? They see a dog and like the dog becomes yours.
I love it. It's like that visualization thing. You put him on your little vision board and there he is, he's yours.
Yeah, you know, like if it persistency beats resistancy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I love that story. So now, can you tell us, like, is Angus the inspiration for Pets Bay?
Yes, he's definitely the inspiration because when I wake up every day and, you know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning and I've already taken 20 photos of him because he's so cute all the time, obviously.
He is very cute, by the way. He's very dapper looking.
Yes, I think so too. But, you know, we have this extreme love for our pets and it's the same love as, you know, people who just had a baby or something. And I shouldn't compare, but, or I can't speak for them, obviously. But
well, there are fur kids.
Yes, exactly. And I want to, you know, I find these moments all the time when he's so freaking cute and I want to share all of them with someone who really cares. And so I thought, you know, pet feeds a friendly community, it's non-competitive. There's no such thing as oversharing because we don't, you know, follow the social normal, like social norms, you know.
Exactly.
Sharing, the more sharing, the better. And it's okay to share the sort of same listing photo of your dog in like 10 different profiles, right? And people will still love you. And it's because it's all about it being friendly. Animal lover who's loving to everyone. And Angus in that way inspired me, obviously, because he triggered that emotion of wanting to desperately share with someone who cares.
That's so special. Now, can you tell the listeners about Petsby, like its easy use and the benefits of the app? Now, this, what everyone needs to know is this is a brand new app. This just recently rolled out. So get in while you can now. And yeah. So can you tell us about the benefits of the app, the easy use and everything so that the listeners, because I'm sure, because we have, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of pet moms and dads out there going, where can I find this and tell me more about it?
So it's available in App Store. For now, it's only available in iOS, but Android is coming. And we'll just start with at Petsby, we sniff instead of following, and we lick photos instead of liking. And we have stickers in the app that are tailor-made for cats and dogs. So some is a lot about, you know, a lot of pets like to talk about treats and getting food. So we have these stickers where you can decorate your photo with a lot of human delicious food and snack attack stickers. And we have sniff me sticker. And we also have human accessories if you want to humanize yourself. And, you know, that you can dress up in. And then it's obviously like pet-related expressions like snuggling, napping, I love my human, or meow, garita, sparkerita, perfect. And then what we also have is weekly challenges for the whole community. There's an account called Petsby Challenges, and we always do something fun and interactive for everyone. So one reason that we had was, it's called How I Met My Human. and all the pets share their stories of the first day they met their humans and what it felt like and how the connection was. And a lot of the pets are adopted in the app, so they share quite emotional stories, you know, of not having a home and being so happy when they, like, the day they met their humans, so excited to come to a loving home. And others were non-adopted, but they described the instant connection they had, and it's super cute. Or we have, you know, the naughtiest thing you've done challenge, and everybody shared their, like, dirty secrets of, like, stealing stuff or, like, food or peeing inside. Or there was this one user called Stinky, and he shared this really bizarre story about eating the whole cat litter, like, box with all the poop and the pee.
Oh, I had a dog like that once. We used to call it his little secret hors d'oeuvres.
It's like, and he was like, my human got so worried, he took me to the vet.
Yeah,
the vet said it was
okay. So cute.
And then we also have Lenda Paw, and that day we ask everyone in the app to share a photo of their paw, and for each paw we donate X amount of dollars to an animal-related charity, and they use the Lenda Paw sticker on the photos, and it's super cute because you just see a lot of paws and stuff. And then we also have Pets the Adoption, so we feature pets in need of a home in closed areas of their users. And we also feature the pets on our banner spaces. And we are working now hard to, we're in talks with shelters and adoption centers to really trying to figure out how we best can help them. But what I've found so far is that they have to spend a lot of time on, you know, uploading and writing on social media. So we built a software for them in which we can bulk upload. So they don't have it eliminates, like, takes a lot of time for them. So they can send it to us and we'll fix it for them. And from PetSpeed, they don't want to only have it on PetSpeed, they can share it to Facebook as well. But I mean, there is a lot of features on PetSpeed, but more so it's about the community that is so really witty and loving. And I love the fact that it's just positive. I mean, it's nearly impossible to be negative towards pets. Or, you know, to say something bad. Everyone are just so loving, and there's no comparative element. I think on traditional social media, it's very common for humans to sort of compare themselves to other humans to determine their own happiness. You know, you could one day be really happy about what you have, and then you see someone else is on a better vacation and just bought a better thing or whatever. It's natural for us to compare. That's most of our behavior on social media, actually. But Pepsi, I mean, no, you don't compare yourself to a dog or a cat. So.
Yeah, you guys created a great community. And for those listeners who want to learn more about you, who want to learn more about that very handsome guy, Angus, who Miss Olive has been eyeing, his face is up on my computer. can you let us know?
Miss Olive single in my mind?
Miss Olive is single and ready to mingle.
Mm-hmm. I will tell him.
Yep. can you just spell out Petsby so everyone knows what it is and where they can go to learn more about you, Angus, and Petsby?
Yeah. So it's P for Paul, E for Eric, T for Tom, Z for Zebra, B for Bob, and E for Erin, I guess.
Very good.
I'm not very good at spelling out, and because of my accent, people miss here, so I have to do that.
Well, and it's such a cute name. It's like really a catchy name.
Right. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yes. So, well, Andrea, I want to thank you for being a guest on our show today, and I want to thank you and Handsome Angus for creating such a special place for us. I'm talking on behalf of the pet parents and our pets. More importantly, where they can all go and they can communicate with each other, have fun. And at the same time, while you're doing all this, you're paying it forward. I love what you're doing with the adoptable dogs and the homeless pets. So I think that that's wonderful what you're doing. Well, thank you, Andrea.
Thank you
for spending this time with us. And everybody, you need to go to PETZBE, PetsBE, and let's connect and let's get into that community because it's going to be fun.
And thank you so much for having me. Really exciting opportunity, and I love the Doggy Diva Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Our pleasure, and we'll be back in just a moment. Coming up, looking for ways to walk your pet safely at night? We cast some light on that next. Stay tuned.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. Designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. As a pet parent myself, one of my main concerns is safety for me and safety for my pets. Well, our next guest, I'm so happy to tell you about, she's the founder of Run Lights. They're this lightweight, wearable way to wear lights that solved my safety problem and other pet parent safety problems as well. Because when you go on those late night walks and you're trying to walk with the little poop bag and you're trying to walk with the flashlight and you're trying to balance your dog, it gets really tough. So our next guest, Mary Tiffin, has the answer to that. So welcome, Mary, to the Doggy Diva Show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so, so happy to be here today.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. Now, for the listeners who may not be familiar with you, could you just tell us a little about yourself and about any pets that you may have?
Oh, absolutely. So I am the mom of three very, very busy sons, and I'm also the mother of this crazy, crazy bulldog by the name of Moochie. He is a wild and crazy four-year-old old English bulldog, and he's just the sassiest, cutest little thing that you've ever seen.
I love bulldogs. Yes, yeah. I love bulldogs. And they do tend to have a little sass in them.
Oh, they do. And what's really funny about Moochie is that Moochie, most people think that bulldogs are kind of low energy, but Moochie is a bulldog that actually likes to go on jogs with my sons and I. So he's a very, very loving, sweet, darling dog that is actually kind of active for a bulldog. So,
that's good because it sounds like he fits into your lifestyle.
Oh, he's a wonderful little dog. Yes.
Now, what or who was the inspiration for Run Lights?
So when we created the Run Lights product about 4 years ago, I actually created them because I was running at night. And as a single mom, I was concerned about my safety. As a single mom, I would have to wait till all of my sons were done with all of their work and their activities so I could take care of my, physical activity needs. So I would have to run at night. But what we also found is that when we had to walk our dogs, and at the time we were also the owner of a sweet boxer named Angel, we would walk Angel and Moochie in the evening, and Angel, of course, was very docile, and Moochie was kind of crazy, that when we tried to walk Angel and Moochie we were trying to balance, you know, the flashlights and the poopy bags mm-hmm. and the dog treats and the leashes. You know, we found that by walking the two, it was not as enjoyable. It was enjoyable for them, certainly, but it was kind of hard to manage. So we took the product that I created for runners and we started wearing them on our dog walk. And we've got a whole lot easier for us.
I'm telling you that this is like a godsend, because people that are like you and like me, and there's, you know, all my listeners are dog lovers and some cat yeah. lovers. And I mean, you can go out if you're looking, if you want to go out with your cat at night in the yard and you know, you're instead of the flashlight, you'll have these great gloves on. But it sort of takes away the need to have the flashlight, have the, like, you know, poopy bag, like have everything there. And you're right, I forgot about the treats. You're balancing so many things that it's not really an enjoyable walk. It's more like, So what you did is you kind of took one of the cumbersome steps out and you have these run-like gloves that are so, well, they're lightweight and comfortable, but I want you to tell the listeners to tell us all about it, the features, the construction. And it's certainly sure. a benefit not only to runners or people who, you know, work outside at night, but also to us pet parents.
Sure, sure. Well, the key, you know, for going on dog walks was to make sure that you were safe and that your doggies were safe. And what we noticed, you know, in creating the Run Lights product is, you know, safety is the most important, mm-hmm. is the most important product when you're doing anything at night, you know, when you're walking the dog, when you're taking the garbage out. So we wanted to create a light field for all of our wearers so that not only would the wearer be able to see in front of them, but they'd also be able to be seen by traffic and by people around you. So when you wear run lights, you create a light path that you're able to see 35 feet in front of you, 35 to a good 40 feet in front of you, which is perfect because most dog leashes or leads, you know, they're about 6-8 feet in front of you. So you have a great light field in front so you can see your doggy, you can see what, or your kitty, and you can see what they're doing ahead of you. But most importantly, the traffic, you know, oncoming traffic and other people can also see you up to a half a mile away, which is really important for the safety of your sweet little pet baby and also for your own personal safety. So the way that they're built is that you have a very ultra lightweight patented light LED controller on the back of your hand. And it has a radial arc of light that comes out of each hand of 135 degrees. And not to get all mappy on you, but what it looks like is that you basically look like a small car on the road. So you have that kind of light field around you so that people, you absolutely create a light field so people will, you know, certainly see you. The other part about the Run Lights gloves is that there is an actual glove product that you can wear during the fall and winter. And then there's this product called the sling that if you're like in Florida or in Texas or in some warmer climates, that's a palm-free unit. So you don't have to worry about, you know, really sweating, but it's all about keeping you safe. In the gloves, there's a pocket that you can carry your poopy bags.
I love that, too.
Then, so it's all about having hands free. So the deal is you can comfort your puppy. So you're not carrying things. You can comfort your puppy. You still have, it's about having hands free access to light and safety. So anything that you would normally carry on your dog walks, they're in the Run Light product right now. It's certainly an all-in-one. And what's interesting is that although we created them originally for runners, our second largest market is our dog walkers and our pet owners.
Yes, so I can see why.
Yeah, it's really very cool. And, you know, I'm just very excited about it. And I'm just excited about keeping doggy safe.
Well, yeah. And we're so happy that you are, because, you know, you as a pet parent yourself know how this benefits the pet parents out there walking.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like a huge, and I'm all about safety. I've, you know, I not only for myself, but obviously for my dogs. And the, like you said, the span of the light lets oncoming traffic, you know, or even people who are jogging towards you or something, they may not see you and your dog, you know, neither of you have anything on as far as light in the evening, which amazes me that people go out sometimes with nothing. And isn't that amazing? It's absolutely crazy. People are banging into each other and run, you know, because they're riding bikes or something. And I'm going, whoa, there's ways around this, dude. But so that's why I think this is so great. I mean, it's great. And if you're a runner, it's wonderful. If you're a runner, it's wonderful. If you do work, like if you're out in the yard or you're around your car, if you want to get some work done, because the light's right there attached to you, attached to the glove. So
right.
I just think it was
right.
So ingenious what you did. And Yeah. So now, Mary, where can the listeners go to learn more about you and learn more about run lights, where to purchase them?
So then go to our website. It's www.gorunlights, and it's RUNLITES, gorunlights.com. And we're sold through the Grommet. That's where we also, I think they have a little section on doggies, on dog, and maybe on pet owners on the Grommet. And we're also sold on Amazon. We have a small selection of products on Amazon. And we just also picked up a new, we have spotty retailers around the country. I think Ace Hardware is going to be carrying our product. But I'd be happy for the Doggy Diva listeners, if they wanted to, you know, try our product through your show, I'd be happy to offer a Doggy Diva discount if they'd be interested in, you know, if they'd be interested. I don't know if that's something that
I think that they would be, because they love pet things, and to get it at a discount, they'd appreciate it so much. So I thank you very much for that.
Oh, yeah. So we would be happy to give them a 25% off discount on anything on our site if they wanted to use the code Dog Diva.
And we'll make sure we have that up on our social media, too, so that everybody knows. That's very thoughtful and generous of you. And, you know, you're helping pets to be safe on their walks. That's
right.
so important. And it's so generous of you to do that. So I thank you. And so that's Dog Diva.
Dog Diva. Yeah, we want to keep our puppy safe. You know, it's all about keeping doggies safe. Yes. Absolutely.
Very wonderful. I want to give out your information, and it's www.gorunlights, and that's LITES.com for more information on where to purchase them. And we have an Ace Hardware right near us, so I think that's great. I think I'll let all my friends know that that's where they can go if they didn't get them online already. So that's awesome. And, you know, Mary, I want to thank you for being a guest on our show. But not only that, I want to thank you for helping out pet parents such as myself and the safety of our pets and the safety of the pet parents. That means a lot. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the listener. So I thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, we all love our doggies. They're our doggy babies. And I just thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope to talk to you again in the near future. It's about run lights. So
that's awesome.
Coming up, the newest and best in seasonal treats from Einstein Pets. Stay with us.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dougie Diva Show. And we are so happy to welcome back the CEO and Director of Happiness for Einstein Pets, the popular, delicious, healthy, and nutritious, cleverly crafted dog treats that are sourced in the USA. We have with us today Kelly Eisen. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Very good.
I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, I'm excited to have you, and I'm always happy to have you on the show because you've always got new and great things to talk about. But for the listeners who may not be familiar with Einstein Pets treats, can you tell us a little? Can you tell us a little about them?
Sure. So we started about 5 years ago, 2012. So that's about 5 years ago, and when we actually started the treats, we started with one flavor, and now we're up to 6 original flavors, along with a holiday treat. And we are here today because we're launching a new flavor for the season. It's going to be a seasonal treat, and we're really, really excited to talk about this product because I think it came out great. I mean, really great. And I think your listeners are going to love this product.
Well, I know 3 listeners that are sitting in the studio with me already love the product because as soon as they tried them, they loved them. And they're looking at me going, okay, I want more.
I see. More. I see the ears perk up.
Olive's going, oh, you said it. I want it. and your treats, we'll get into the ingredients, but they're also low calorie. But the ingredients that are in them are so yummy. And for those of you that you probably all know, that I have to kind of chew on Olive's treats because she has no teeth. And these teeth, they're yummy for me.
They are. You know, that we tout human grade, but sometimes I think that buzzword gets overtaken a lot. But they truly are, when we talk human grade, it means that it's ingredients that your mother would use in the kitchen. You know, we use oat flour in all our products because it's easy on the digestive system for the dogs. We know that there's others out there that use different kinds of flour, but that is our flour. And then one other ingredient we use that's consistent is the chia seed. And that, again, is just for the coat, the skin, the eyes, the teeth. It's everything that a human would want that we give to our dogs. And we do that because why? Because they're family. And those are the ingredients that make it so healthy. And then we add in great flavors like the honey and the coconut oil. We're really consistent on making sure that we test the product before we launch a product. And we think that what we have today is something that everybody's going to love because it's ingredients in there are something that everybody's been asking us to put into our treats.
Number one, the bag, your little model, who I'm going to ask in a second about your inspiration for this because I know her and she's adorable. but can we talk about what the ingredients of this specific treat is? Because I noticed that there's a couple of different ones that are in your other treats, and I use them as like toppers for my girls' foods. I crush them up. And I put them on as toppers because they're so nutritious and there's a lot in it. But I see that there's a couple of different ones in there.
Sure. And first, I'll talk about the shape of the treat. So it's still the heart shape. We stay consistent with our Heart Smart, right, because of the chia seed, oat flour. But it's the shape. It's a bite size. It's a little different than what everybody's used to. It's a bite size treat. It's great for trainers. But we can talk about what's in the product. And what you're going to see is one of the ingredients is it's made with real pork. It's made with pineapple. Think when we talk about it, and we didn't even talk about the name of our product, but the name yet, when you hear all the ingredients, it leads right into it, right? So we're talking about the coconut flakes, ginger, honey. It's all made up. Think Polynesian, think Hawaiian. And what do you have?
Luau time!
Yay!
And let's talk about this little model on here that has like a layer on its neck, sunglasses on, its beach hat on. It's ready to go because it is luau time.
It is. And, you know, I think through the years, people have heard us talk about our dog, Abby, the name of the company is a nod to Abby being so smart, we believe, because she's a Westie. She's really smart. She knows how to boss me around. She does it really well.
She was a cover girl.
She was a cover girl mm-hmm. for Suncoast Pet, mm-hmm. and she looked beautiful on there.
She looked magical. She was so beautiful.
She did look magical, uh-huh. but she is our inspiration. So every time we do something different, and especially for the luau time and the seasonal treat, you're going to see that the dog is in the lay. It has a beautiful little lay on. You might see it in orange. You might see it in blue, but he's ready to party. He's ready to go out and give you treats and try them and say you're going to love them.
Well, and you know that we do a lot of the a lot of rescue events, and Olive hosts the fashion show contests, and we give out treats, your treats, and people love them. And I'm gonna have to try and get these for I have one coming up, so I think that I'm going to have to try and get, see if I can get some of these from you to give out at that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as you know, when we talked about launching this, we're launching it at Global, and Global Pet Expo in Orlando is in March. Would we say it's like the 21st through the mm-hmm. 23rd, mm-hmm. and it's a huge expo for the industry, right, for the trade, and we're really excited to be able to present this to the trade, to say, hey, look, we're thinking outside the box. We're trying to give someone, our fan base as well as new customers, something that we think everybody will like. And so what we did is we added pork, and it comes straight from a farm. It's an ingredient that is a healthy raised animal that we were able to create this wonderful Polynesian flavor.
And one of the good things about your treats, too, is there's absolutely no chemicals or preservatives.
Absolutely none. You know, we do the vitamin E on there, but that's an omega, just like our omega is from our chia seed. So it is for preserving a little bit natural and longer shelf life. But it gives us a 18-month shelf life, and I think that's what everybody loves about it. And what? It's 5 calories.
5 calories. I have to tell you, you know, we're talking about the show. Why don't you give the name of the show so people who want to see you and you could...
Thank you. So I talked about Global Pet Expo, mm-hmm. and it'll be March 21st through the 23rd over in Orlando, the Convention Center. And we are booth 3557. You definitely, if you're in the trade, you have to stop by, because we're going to be giving out lays. You can take pictures with Einstein, our dog. And then you can also come back later for some Aloha time, because we're going to have some little trinkets to give away.
Oh, how cute.
Yes.
I have to tell you that I don't know if it was the last one or the one before. I got calls last year, too. I got calls from people that I knew, and they're going, you have to taste these treats. They're eating your
really?
Treats.
Really? I didn't know that.
And they loved your treats. Aww. They loved tasting them, because they're tasting them for themselves, because you were giving out, I think, samples. You must have been giving out something
yeah.
because they're eating them, and said, you got to. And that was just around, I met you like right after that. And then I had someone call me last year who's actually from another part of the country. And she was there, and she said, I have to tell you about these treats. And I said, Kelly's been on our show. So there are people out there that love you and that love your treats. And because they're corn-free, wheat-free, soy-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, they got that delicious chia in – the nutritious chia in it. And it's so good for the pets. And so that's why I said to this person from last year, I said, I use them as a topper. Yes. I said, are you kidding me?
It's so great that you talk about toppers, right? Mm-hmm. Because I consistently come in here and talk about, you know, the treat being a biscuit, and it's great for trainers, but it's great to use as a topper, mm-hmm. break it up. And then if you have a dog that's hard for, you know, may not have a lot of teeth or can't chew, because they are crunchy, they're a biscuit, they're not a soft biscuit, but they're soft enough that you can break. Mm-hmm. They're great for toppers. They're great for training. They're great for putting inside toys. And again, they're only 5 calories. So even if you're breaking it up, and the dog is only eating bits and pieces, you know that it's getting less than a calorie in their system.
Well, I love the fact that you went to a heart shape, because I do have to break mine, because for Olive's, I have to break and I have to chew, you know, get her started for her, which they're delicious and I'm a human. And I get it started for her. And as you can see, her staring at me, she's waiting for more. And my other two girls had theirs in bed, and they're like nice and satisfied now. But with the little heart treat, they break very easily, and they're the perfect size.
I agree. I think the heart shape was a smart move for us to move towards. But we do see that there are a lot of heart-shaped treats out there. As soon as we made the move, mm-hmm. it seems to be the new thing for everybody. So just to stay on our toes a little bit, we're always looking to see what that next shape should be. But again, keeping it in mind that trainers love it. People want to break mm-hmm. their treats. A lot of people say, oh, well, you give it whole. But I think we all have that tendency that we want to baby feed our, mm-hmm. our dogs. And it, what does that mean? It means breaking the treat in half and giving it to them. So we're going to be mindful of that. But I would say in the next couple of years, don't be surprised we don't come up with a new shape no. and a treat possibly for a cat.
Oh, how diverse. Because we have kitty listeners out there that are very excited.
I know. I think this was just the lead in with the seasonal treat because it is only from March to August. I think this will just take us into a whole new direction, and we believe it's going to be a great find for people who are looking for something different for their pets.
Well, and for the cat lovers, and, you know, we do have a number of cat lover listeners, the fact that it's so nutritious and it's so good, and, you know, my cat always loved that. All my cats love those crunchy little treats as opposed to the softer treats. They were more inclined to it. So I think that this is a delicious idea.
I think so too. And it'll be a small little shapes mm-hmm. that will work with cats. We're in testing right now. It takes us a while. We don't just roll anything out. So just for like this treat, it took us a year. Wow. So we've been under wraps with this new seasonal treat. And we think if it does really as well as we believe it will, we may keep it on, but we're just, we're looking at all avenues, whether or not it should stay on in our original six.
Well, our testing group loved it. So I think they're going to say keep it on. But we're talking about luau time, which has the pork, the pineapple, the coconut, and the chia seed. But you have other flavors too. So why don't we go through some of the other flavors that you have so the listeners know what's out
there? Sure. So what's our most popular flavor? And I always stumble over this, but because last year, we saw neck and neck with all our treats. Usually, the ranking was that it was one particular flavor stood out. It's still true, but everything else is falling in line. So our peanut butter and jelly time is a huge, huge hit. Everything's simple, wholesome ingredients. And that's what the listeners love, I believe. And so then we're looking at pumpkin time, which is just everything you hear is what it's made with. Sweet potato. You're also looking at black and whites. For those people in the Northeast, they love their black and whites.
They do.
And I see it making a trend out west as well. So you see that a lot
Coco
of them.
Coco loves it. She says, get me the black and white.
Coco. Aw. And then you're looking at a couple others. We have our turkey time, which is a huge hit. And, you know, we look at it because people love it. It has banana, turkey. And people are coming to us looking for different flavors, something different for their pets. And we're trying.
Your holiday, the one that we give out at the
yes.
holiday, oh my gosh. The listeners love it. All the people that we interact with at the shows, because we do like a lot during the holidays out and about in the field with Miss Olive. And they love your holiday treats.
It's like a meal in itself, isn't it? And I think this is what the luau time is kind of mm-hmm. like as well. It's a meal in itself, and that's what we're finding individuals are coming to us as well, saying they love it. And one of the things that they noticed is we did change it up a little bit. We had an 8 ounce, we had a 2 ounce, but we changed the shape a little bit. And some people were asking about that because they missed the bigger shape, the round circular. But this was easier. It gave a nice bite size for everybody. They didn't have to break it up if they didn't want to. So the feedback was excellent on the Santa's Helper.
Oh, yeah. That's like the big, huh? That's a big hit during all of our seasonal things, Olive, huh?
Look at Olive wants another one.
Olive wants another one. She's like going, we could talk about Santa. I love him at the time, but I'm looking at the luau time right now, and that's what I'm loving.
Oh, look at her. Oh, she wants it. Oh, my God. So this is the reaction we want. We want all dogs to say, I want more. And I'm telling you, they're going to love the luau time and wait until everybody sees the dog.
Oh, it's
you know,
so cute.
I always tell everybody, look for the dog and you'll find our packaging, right? You'll find it in the stores. We're nationwide and we're actually moving globally. As you know, last time we talked, we were in China, but we're looking at France and England.
Wow.
they're coming to us saying they want our treats because they've heard about us. So it's great. It just takes time to get the process going.
It's really interesting because we have listeners in Australia. We have listeners in England, China. I think that they source, there's some from France. So we have these international listeners.
Love it.
So
look for us. Just look for Einstein Pets and you'll see us. Look for the big dog with the elements over the head and you'll see the radiant energy. And it just says a lot about who we are and what we're trying to do with Einstein Pets.
Well, and for people who want to, why don't we give out where you're going to be at the Olander? Because that's like huge pet expo. Why don't we give out again where you're going to be, the date you're going to be there, and the booth you're going to be at, because you have to stop by, people, because you are going to love this. So
we're going to be at Global Pet Expo in, I was ready to say Orange County. It is Orange County, but it is in Orlando at the Convention Center. We will be there from the 21st to the 23rd of March. We are booth 3557. You're looking for Einstein Pets. And if there's any distributors listening, we always love to have distributors stop by, give samples, because we think you would love to add us to your lineup as well. But for all those that are in the industry and that can come over, we'll be at booth 3557, and we are doing a big blowout for the launch of Luau Time because we believe it's going to be a great hit with everybody.
And I could tell you again, we have three dogs here, and it was all paws up. They're like going, I want my luau time.
Well, and Olive's really begging, and
Olive's,
I love it.
Like, she's almost.
Are you giving her another one?
I am going to give her another one.
She's like, please, mommy.
Look at what mama has.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Oh. So if your listeners could see the reaction, it's exactly what we've been getting with all of the dogs that have been eating the treat. And by the way, the humans are eating the treat as
well.
They're
delicious. I have to chew her.
They're good. Mm-hmm. Everybody says they'd like to have a cup of tea with it or something. But they're dog treats. They're not meant to have sugar and all that. And by the way, it's gone. She already ate it.
All done.
Yeah. And you said she has no teeth?
None.
Wow, look at that. She does well.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a few listeners that have reached out to us, and they've said their dog doesn't have teeth, and it's really hard for them to eat. And I've always explained that you can break our treats up, and they're good. And just seeing Olive do that means a lot, because she's having no...
All of it. She ate all of it up.
Wow, look at that. Okay, so I'm very, very happy right now. It's exactly the reaction that we've been seeing with all the dogs and a few cats, because I see pet owners will share this with their cat and just break it up for them. She's having no problem. None.
The only problem she has is when I'm going to give her the next one.
Oh, you're a pretty girl.
Wait till mommy's done talking to Kelly, okay? And you will have luau time with your sisters. I love that packaging.
The font is great. Luau time for anybody that may not know, luau stands for party, and it really is party time with Einstein. And, you know, as we grow our company, Einstein is really becoming our mascot, and we're just really excited to be at Global Pet Expo in March to show everybody luau time, show how he can party, have a good time with everybody. We're going to be handing out Lays for everybody. We're going to be handing out samples. We'll have bags, colorful bags with the little guy on there. And I think, as you said, the dog has a lay on it. It'll have his usual bow tie, but it'll be in blue. A nice little straw hat and sunglasses. Gotta have the glasses.
He looks totally cute.
He does. Mm-hmm. He does. And we're really thinking of making some t-shirts with him on there as well.
Ooh,
like what I'm wearing today.
I will
t-shirt.
Definitely. I saw, yes, when you came in, I'm like, oh, I love that t-shirt. So you're going to have to get me the t-shirt. So we'll have to buy a t-shirt. I'll get a little t-shirt for you too, Ellen.
I think we have to get one for the dogs, don't you?
Yes, I think that they'd love it.
Aww. Look at that. She's so cute.
She's
so you like it?
I love it. And I'm so glad that I brought the entire team in today to test.
I know. Thank you.
Yes, they loved it. It's all paws up. And as you can see, they're like, we.
Oh, my God.
Next one. That's so funny. But for people who want to get in touch with you and find out more about you, find out more about Robert, your husband, you guys do such phenomenal work. And where can they get in touch with you? How can they find out more about you?
So there's a few ways. So we have our website, which is www.einsteinpets.com. You can reach us directly. I'm Kelly Eisen. I'm the owner. And then I have my husband who I work with. He's Robert Eisen. He's our graphic designer. He comes up with a lot of the looks, and then I go right behind him and QA everything. But We're a great team because we've come up with all these different flavors that we do today. And you can find us and you can email me at info@einsteinpets.com. You can order directly online if you're a consumer. If you're within the trade, you can send me an email at info@einsteinpets.com and be happy to send you some information once we have a brief conversation. And it's pretty easy to get in touch with us. And we have a local phone number in Sarasota, which is 727-823-8233. And then they can just leave a message and we'll return the phone call of finding out what they're interested in.
And I have to just say one more thing. And speaking about, I love working with you, but also Robert's designed up some great packaging for us.
Yes.
To do our custom packaging for our events and with, you know, with the Doggy Diva logo. So I have to thank you and thank him for us because he does phenomenal work. Everyone loves that.
Oh, that's when, good. Yeah, it's really that private it. Label that mm-hmm. everybody talks yep. about when we talk about how it becomes an extension of mm-hmm. you. And I think it's been great. So we've done well with the private labeling. I would say it's probably about 20% of our business. And a lot of individuals are even coming to us with some of their looks, but they want the consulting from our expertise. And that's what we offer. And Robert has a lot of good insight of what looks good on a bag. Also, what can go to the packaging company and what we can create for them.
Well, I have to tell you what you did with us. Everybody loves, and they all love the way that the photograph is and the way that it's put on. And it's just, it's wonderful. And what you guys do is wonderful. It's very magical, very nutritional. And as you can see, my friends, especially the one that's sitting right in the chair next to me, the other two girls, for anyone who wants to know, are on a huge bed on the floor in the studio. But I have my little co-host in the chair right next to me, and she keeps putting her little paw on my arm going, okay, can I have the next
That's
treat?
Olive.
No, that's Olive.
And Olive just is, I'm in love with her because she adores the treats. It just makes me happy. she really does. And for someone who can't chew the treats and they're broken up by you, it's pretty amazing how she has no problem eating them.
So she is the spokes dog for toothless dogs. You can eat them, doggies.
You realize I was trying to avoid the word toothless, but yes, she is toothless. And for those individuals out there that are interested, I can tell you firsthand, so can you, that all dogs can eat these treats. You mm-hmm. just break them up a little bit, and they are great for them. But again, I think the ingredients speak for itself. Luau Thyme, it's adorable packaging, just like our other flavors, but this really is a great step up. Think about, like, with our holiday treat, all the lights were on the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one is just representing its character as well. And Einstein is saying, hey, I'm here to have a party. Let's have a great time, and let's do some pork and some pineapple, and let's have a great time doing a little luau.
Well, the partygoers here in luau time, they're looking for their lei and their sunglasses, so I'm going to have to get them ready. So I thank you so much for coming on. Everyone, please check out Kelly. She's going to be at booth 3557 at the Orlando Pet Expo.
Yes.
And that's on the March 21st through March 23rd. And believe me, you're not going to be disappointed because it's going to put you in that luau time.
Yay. Thank mood. You.
So
thank you
very much. And thanks for all you do for the animals. And the girls are like going, okay, wrap it up so that we can get some more. So thank you very much. Kelly Eisen, CEO and founder of Einstein Pets. We'll be back in just a moment. We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show. And tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.